Hey, this is Oscar, the Iron Agent with Intero Real Estate Services. Number is 832-518-7256. Feel free to shoot me a text, a call, look me up on Facebook, or look me up on IG as the Iron Agent. Feel free to add me on Snap as well for some content of fun, family, kids, training, and some other BS that I do. Feel free to reach out to me. And now let's get into some stuff.
We got the Iron Agent here. We're doing a podcast for the Iron Agent, cleverly named.
And I am here on mine, and he is going to be on my podcast this week. And we are going to just have some fun, little chit-chat.
You're going to let me know if there's questions, right?
Yeah, I'll let you know if there's questions, or I'll just answer them for you, because anybody can be a chiropractor. So, not a problem. I got you. So, welcome to everybody that is watching today. All five of you that probably tuned in entirely. Just kidding, there's no one on there yet. So,
Give it time.
Hey, Ashley, how's your day going? I know you're in the, behind the scenes?
It's going great, everyone.
I don't know if you can see her, but I am excited to be here today with Dr. Joseph Urrea.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad. Make sure that you put some respect on his last name.
100%.
It's with a double R, so you got to roll your R's.
Urrea.
Urrea. So I know for a bunch of you white people, it might be a little difficult.
It's like when I have to get it right, I will. You know what I mean?
No.
Like when I have to say my last name correctly, I will say it correctly.
How do you say it?
Urrea.
Like whenever I'm speaking to somebody, like if Simple. I'm speaking to a Spanish person, I'm like, say Olivares. But if I'm speaking to someone who doesn't speak Spanish, I just say Olivares, which sounds completely different. Olivares and Olivares.
Sounds like olive oil.
Actually, the last name Olivares, if we're going to go on this subject real quick.
Go ahead.
Comes from the Bible.
It's your podcast. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I do. So it comes from there.
Okay.
The olive tree. So in Spanish is Olivares. So my last name is in the Bible.
That's good.
I was with Moses.
Good.
Back in the day. Have you seen that shirt that says Jesus is my homeboy?
Yeah, I have.
I wrote that. He was my homeboy. Still is my homeboy. Now that I'm going back to church, my parents are pretty happy, actually, so, which is good. But let's get down to Ironman business.
Okay.
So, are you excited to do two Ironman next year?
2019? Yeah, I am. I think I said the same thing last year. I wanted my fourth time to be my best time, but I'm really hoping my fifth time is my best time.
So what happened last year? I mean, this year, 2018, with your timing chip.
We'll get into that. To make a long story short, I forgot my timing chip.
So you really didn't do an Ironman?
Shut up.
You just did.
I got the shirt and I got the medal.
Oh, you really did.
And I think I got a finisher picture at the end, but that's about it.
All you really did was a bike and a run, according to Ironman.
According to my... No, not even a bike. Oh. Just a run.
Oh, really?
Because my brother gave it to me on the run.
So all you did was a marathon for fun.
All I did was a marathon. Actually, it was the second lap. So if you've never been to the Ironman Texas, it's a three lap course. And I didn't see him until the second lap. And he's like, here's your chip. It's like, crap.
Wow.
So I put it on, and that's actually why Ashley and all my family got thrown off onto when I was going to finish.
I had a friend ask me, he didn't ask me, after the Ironman, I was like, I was looking at your friend, and I thought he had died or drowned, or like, if he didn't do it, because we couldn't find him on the tracker. So, and then I was the rookie, actually. So, what's up, Patrick? What's up, Anthony? Hey, Anthony!
What's up, Anthony?
We'll get into Anthony in a little bit.
So, tell everyone about your first experience for an Ironman.
So my first experience as an Ironman, all of the training or just that day?
Let's start with the training. We got time.
Okay, yeah, we do. I don't mind making this long. I don't have anything to do or a wife to go home to. So it started a long time ago. The year was 2017. It was in June, and I was 262 pounds, right? I weigh a little bit less than that now, and I didn't know how to swim.
Okay.
I didn't really know how to run, and I didn't own a bike. So I had 11 months to prep.
So why not go into an Ironman?
Shit, if you're going to do it all the way?
You go all the way. That's exactly what I did for my first one.
Yeah.
I signed up for a full Ironman. Like, I did do a couple of small tries kind of to prepare me for it before it, but I was already signed up for the full Ironman Texas.
It took me 40 minutes to do a mile run. I don't know if you remember that morning.
I remember our morning. It was 6 in the morning. We were so pumped. Barely made it to the end of your street.
It was so pathetic. I couldn't do anything.
So then, you know, just tell the people about the training.
So the training was pretty tough for me. As I said, I didn't know how to run. The swimming part was pretty bad, and I didn't have a bike. So I decided to start running with you.
You do what you can, yeah.
You know, I remember the first time I ever did 6 miles took us about, an hour and 40 minutes?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that's how long. And I was super excited that it took us that long.
Yeah, he kept, you know, each time we did a longer run, it was like, setting a new record for me. It's like, dude, you're going to set a lot of records.
Every single run was a new record. It's like, oh my goodness, I did 4 miles. I've never run longer than 3.2 miles, the 5Ks.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, it was just that.
Okay.
The swimming was...
Was that the hardest part to get used to?
No, I think the bike has been the hardest for me.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize how small the seats are, and then how long you're actually sitting in that seat at a time.
So we'll get to what happened Ironman day with my bike. But yeah, like the swimming part, I think was fun for me because I like to swim. I would remember I would always swallow water, a lot of water. I remember getting sick a lot because I would swallow.
I remember
a bunch
you'd
of
get
water.
Earaches.
Too. Yeah, just because
I
didn't know.
That's weird.
How to swim.
Like I've never worn. The things in my ears to swim until I met, or I've never seen it until I met you.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't see a lot of things until you met me. So, and that was the swim. The swim was not bad. I think I picked that one up fairly quickly.
Uh huh.
You know, so it was, I remember 100 meter used to take me about two minutes and 42 seconds. Now my best 100 meter takes me about a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
When I'm sprinting it.
Okay. When you're sprinting.
When
okay.
I'm like going all out, balls to the wall, just trying to finish, you know, to beat you.
Okay. And then, you know, during the training, what would you say was I can't believe I'm interviewing you.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was going to be backwards.
Well, I mean, people want to hear about your training. I think these are good questions. Like, what would you change?
I think
for the first part of your training.
For the first part of my training, I would change the way I was eating. I mean, I was like, I need to lose weight. I need to go on a diet. So I was just not eating enough.
Yeah. And I mean, I completely agree that nutrition is that fourth part of the race. It's 100% of the race. So
how about you?
For me, it's
being
the nutrition.
Your fourth one, that was a thing.
Like hands down, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're training for, whether it's CrossFit, Ironman, small triathlons. You can't outwork a bad diet.
100%.
You cannot do it. So... And people, I'm sure people told you that, hey, oh, you could probably eat what you want. Yeah, because you're working out. Like, no, you can't. I mean, you can, don't get me wrong, you can eat more than if you're just doing Pilates or yoga, but we tend to overcompensate.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it was every Sunday, I would go on a long bike ride, and then every Sunday I would have pizza and ice cream.
Yeah.
And that just was.
We're out there 4 or 5 hours, and like, I just burned 2,000 calories. I can have... half a pizza.
Yeah, or an ice cream, an entire Bluebell thing. So that was that. I mean, that was my training. It went from doing it maybe 3-4 hours a week to what? What did we end up doing towards the end before
the
tapering?
End, we probably did 17 to 18 hours of training in 1 week.
So that's a lot of training. I mean, that's like a part-time for some people.
Why did you want to do it in the beginning?
In the beginning, I wanted to do it just because... I wanted to do it because it was hard. I've always kind of been just, if it's hard, I want to challenge myself to do it. That's literally the only reason I was wanting to do it, started to do it. It's the only reason why I ended up doing it. I remember doing Ironman. I remember mile, 14, 16? I told myself, well, just quit because you're tired. I had blisters on my feet, and I just like, oh, I'll just do it again next year. And now that's what I thought, but I did it. Honestly, I know I tell you this all the time, that it saved my life. It's a bunch of things happened from signing up to Ironman
until now
to finishing Ironman to right now. You know, and it's It's been fun. It's saved my life. I know what being really actually happy means, I guess. I do have two beautiful kids.
Yeah.
And they make me happy, but being happy with oneself is, I think that's the only way you can make other people happy.
Okay, now why do you want to do it again?
I want to do it again and prove that it wasn't a fluke, just me just doing it. Honestly, the honest reason is because I need to do it. It's...
Yeah, that's good. I mean everybody has... I think everyone who does an Ironman has their own reasons. You know, they don't always have to be for a charity or for a cause. It could just be...
Because 2018 has been a bitch, to be honest with you, in my life. And I need to get it out of my system, whatever's happened to me. Just in case you guys don't know, my wife left me. I'm just kidding. I wanted to sound dramatic, but we decided to have a mutual split up and get divorced and whatnot. And just to get my mind off of that, just not being used to coming home with your kids, Ironman is what's kept me going. Because training is a lot, the swimming, the running. You're too tired at night to stay up and think of things sometimes. And then you know that you got to wake up the next day it's going out on a Friday, and your friends are all partying it up to what, 2-3 in the morning?
And you're like, hey, you have to go to bed early.
Hey, I gotta go, guys. It's only 12. Like, yeah, I know I gotta go, but I gotta get up and run, you know, 6 miles tomorrow, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And that's what Ironman's done for me.
And that's why, I mean, I don't know the statistic, but I'm sure it's like 1% or less of the population has actually done one.
That's right. You guys can comment.
Do you know what the
I think it's less than 1% of the population.
Doesn't surprise me, because it takes that much discipline to just do it. And then that much will. Because you know, you're in mile 14, it's hot, you have...
Blisters,
you're chafing, and then you have 12 miles to go. Right? Yeah.
I'm bad at math.
You don't want to do it.
You don't? I remember...
You're just thinking like, God, why the hell did I do this? And I still think that. This is my fourth one.
Yeah. And so that was that. It was the training. The training was just the discipline. My boss, Katie, she said, I don't know if Austin could do it. Because I would see him sit in the back of the office and eat halal guys and just stuff his face. Yeah. You know, to go... And she said that in a meeting. So to go from... I'm still eat halal guys though. So they're still good.
I've never had them.
Oh, you should. If you like Euro meat.
I do.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, we'll go. One day, we'll go try it.
If you're in the loop.
After a long bike ride.
Yeah, if you're in the loop, we'll take a ride over there. And so that's that. Training was fun. It was hard. It was, like you said, a bunch of discipline that it needed to go into. And it was just something that I was unsure that I could do.
Yeah.
Or I could finish, but we finished it. You beat me by a little bit, and I would say it was just because of my blisters. If not, I would have caught you.
Okay.
I'm planning on beating you in Florida.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Good.
Texas, I might not beat you.
100%. When is Florida?
Florida is next, I believe it's November.
So it would be November of 19.
Yes, 2019.
Okay.
And
I told you, if you pay for my entry, then I'll
you.
Do it.
I got you. I'm going.
Oh, remember he said it. He's going to pay for my entry.
Entry.
To Ironman Florida.
Florida.
What, $700?
No. The beginning of it. Like the start payment, the first payment, not the entire entry.
And I think that's the funniest thing that people are. How much, like, do they pay you? Or, you know, is it a volunteer thing? Like, no, we have to pay.
Well, how much?
A lot of money. Oh, so $100? $200? No. $750 entry fee, plus your bike, plus all the nutrition, and plus the
bikes
shoes.
Are cheap. The expensive ones are like what, $400 overall?
You add a zero to that.
Yeah,
on your and your shoes. What else? Maintenance in your body, the nutrition, and it adds up. It doesn't make sense.
An attorney for divorce.
I guess you need an attorney. Well, it'll be a good test on whether your spouse, you know, how much they support you.
Correct.
Because you're going to be gone for a long time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't logically make sense, but somehow I still do them. Like you're going to do another one.
It doesn't logically make sense, but there is, 3,000 other people lined up with you right there and then.
It sold out last year. It sells out every year. So the... And I think I'm with you in the sense of I love doing things that are when people are like, I can't do that. You can't do that. Watch me.
It's more challenging,
yeah.
I think, when it comes to doing that. So this year, we started training, what, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah.
So what's your time? What do you want your time to be for Texas?
Below 10 hours.
Below 10 hours. What was your time this
14.
Year? 14. So you're trying to knock off four hours. What are you going to do different?
Eat right.
Eat right. Have you started eating right?
Yes.
Are you going to keep eating right?
100%.
Are you going to give up drinking?
No.
Well, there you go.
I'm not going to completely give up drinking. Are you?
Of course. I don't drink. I'm a good morning.
No, I mean, I don't drink a lot. I don't drink a lot, but a glass of wine here and there, I'm not going to be. I'm not, because for me, if I say, okay, I give it up, I'm never touching it again, well, then guess what I'm going to want? An alcohol or
with
something to drink.
With me, it's food. Yeah. It's just having a Whataburger with bacon and cheese. That's the toughest part for me. I'm able to do every now and then, but on a Friday, I mean, on a Sunday afternoon, if I have my kids, I just want to eat pizza and ice cream because I'm tired.
Especially after a bike.
Oh, man. Especially when it's hot.
You're done biking, you go home, shower, change, and you're just done.
So you're excited to do Florida?
Yeah. I haven't much thought into it right now. My, if you know me, you know I'm getting married soon because that's where my money and mind is going right now.
Good. That's what it should be.
I am.
I love you, Teresa.
Going back to. I'm going to. You know, I want to do 2019 Ironman Texas. Right now, that's as far as my triathlon planning has come. So I haven't planned for Florida. If you sign me up, well, then I guess I have to do it.
I will pay for your entry. Just the first month. You know how you have installment plans?
Yeah, I do.
I will pay you for installment plan, not the entire thing. Okay, but I will go ahead and pay for that.
Uh-huh.
I will pay the hotel in Florida as well.
How about Texas?
I will pay for Texas because last year you did it.
I'm so glad we're getting this on a podcast, so I can come back to it later.
It's going to happen. I'm a man of my word. So we're going to go ahead and do that. I'll pay for Texas hotel.
Okay.
All right. And what are you... I didn't say which hotel, so it doesn't matter.
So, other than nutrition, like, what are you going to do differently? Let's talk about the swim. Like, what do you want to work on in the swim? Let's look at it. You do nutrition, you're going to lose weight. Okay, you got that.
So, I think for me, the biggest part is it'll be dropping the weight. I think it's the more weight that I drop, the faster I will be.
Okay.
I keep swimming. I develop, I think that's my best discipline. And then the run, crazy enough, I actually like running. Once I get after 10, 12 miles, I feel good once I get going. And the bike, I want to finish the bike under 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like 5 hours. That's my goal. Not last time was 6 hours and 50.
So what I'd say for just observing flexibility.
I started taking
and
yoga.
Getting used to that arrow position.
Yeah. No,
that's it.
I agree.
Because other than the nutrition, you drop weight, you got to get used to the arrow position, and you got to get used to being in the saddle.
I'm back.
What kind of bike do you have? Let's tell the listeners and the viewers.
So I have a Felt bike.
Okay.
It's a B14.
Are you happy with it?
No, I am not happy with it.
Sorry, Felt, if you're listening.
it's a nice bike.
Yeah.
But it's not a top of the line bike that I would like.
Okay.
Like I used to have a real nice bike.
It was nice.
It was a Giant, but the people at Bicycle World, which I really hate. So if they're listening, screw you guys. Just because
it was messed up.
They sized me too small, and then I tried to return it twice, and they wouldn't take it. And so I had to sell it for less than what it was.
Yeah.
Which made me sad. And then I had to get a bike that was cheaper, that it wasn't as nice, and now Joseph is a little bit faster than me.
I'll tell you what, though. The thing is. People always say, it's the rider. It's the rider. It's not the bike. You need the legs to do 112 miles plus a marathon, but the bike matters.
The bike matters a lot. You should know.
Because I used to have a 5-year-old. I still have it. It's 5-year-old Quintana Roo. Kilo, not a kilo C.
It probably weighed
a kilo. It probably did. It was all aluminum, and it was a great bike. It got me through 3 full Ironman triathlon, and then this year finally made the upgrade, and it was Oscar's nightmare.
I mean, that bike is fast. I mean, Joseph was already fairly fast, on his other heavy bike. But with this bike, it was something. This bike is something else. He gets on aero and he just goes from like 16 miles per hour average to like 20 within just a matter of seconds. Like it's nothing.
Yeah. So the bike does matter in an Ironman, but it ultimately is the legs of the rider.
Yeah. So, and then for the run, I mean, the swim is one thing. You finish that one. What I want to finish the swim in like an hour five, an hour 10.
Yeah.
The bike in five and then the run like in 4 hours.
Yeah.
The run. Do it under 12.
You know, I think it's just going to be a matter of us doing more bricks and longer bricks. So a brick is a, you know, you do one event and then you know, in training and then you immediately do another one. So and traditionally for us, it's bike and run.
So what happened to me during the run part of the Ironman was as soon as I got off the bike, you've been spinning your legs for 112 miles. That's all you do for about 6 hours, seven hours for me. I get off and I couldn't run. I could not feel my legs. And I thought I freaked out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't run. What is wrong with me? Like, I'm not gassed. I'm not dead tired. Why are my legs? Your legs just don't work. For the first 2 miles, my legs didn't function. Yeah.
My calf was cramping up for the first couple miles.
So
it is, but.
So I started to cramp. And mile nine, some guy offered me the salt and the pickle juice.
I still can't believe you saw pickle juice and I didn't. That's one of the things that I wish I saw.
So I hate pickles. I will not touch pickles. I hate pickle juice. I hate any of that stuff. But they said it really helped with cramping. And
yeah.
I was cramping.
Yeah.
On my hamstrings and my quads just from pushing down the bike. And I took it and it was almost an automatic thing.
Yeah.
That it just took away the cramps. I don't know how it works. What's the science behind it? But science. You know, and science did its thing, and I was able to finish.
Good. So you ready for the next one?
I'm excited for the next one this year. Like I said, it's helped me keep my mind of things, and I'm excited for Texas. And I'm a little scared to do Florida because it's in the ocean.
Like
Because it's the ocean and there's waves.
Oh, okay.
And it's the ocean and there's sharks in Pensacola.
Okay.
And that's the only thing that worries me. It's supposed to be super flat as well.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Which is good. It goes for speed. But other than that, it kind of freaks me out, the fact that I have to go against the waves. You know, now I know what the Cubans will feel like coming from Cuba to Miami. You know?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, how far is Cuba from
south? I think it's 90 miles.
90 miles.
I think.
Exactly. I'm doing like 2.4.
Yeah.
Swimming. So it's kind of the same thing.
So what's your plan today moving forward? Because I'm sure we're going to do this again.
We are.
We'll do it again in what, 3 months?
3-6 months.
Let's do it 3 months.
Okay, 3 months.
Tune in 3 months. What's your plan going out?
My plan is cleaning up my diet. That's my number one goal right now. It's cleaning up my diet, which means I probably shouldn't go to Whataburger after this. But I
do really, not.
Oh, but it just sounds so good, and I'm hungry. I just did chest today.
Okay.
You know, so. And this... to religiously do the workouts, not half-ass the workouts like I do sometimes.
Yeah.
And just religiously do the workouts, half my diet, so that 6 months from now, I'm at 200 pounds and I'm beginning to have a 4-pack just because I developed so much muscle and my diet is on point.
Well, good.
That's my plan. I mean, it's literally sticking to my diet and doing the workouts. How about yours?
Diet. I started already, and I'm not gonna.
How much weight did you lose last year from it?
I probably lost 12 to 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. Problem is, and I'm sure you know this, once the Ironman stops, guess what? The weight comes back. So that's my diet, and it's not just like I'm trying to look at it as not just diet, cleaning up my lifestyle, because even after Ironman. You know, nobody wants to, you know, nobody likes to yo-yo. You go up, you go down, yeah. You go up, you go down. So just working on cleaning up my diet, getting Teresa on board. So whenever we go shopping or it's for, you know, good stuff, we don't go out too much. And that's where I'm at.
Good. Good.
Like as far as my training, I'm pretty disciplined. Like I biked this morning. I'll probably swim later. Well, where were you? I sent you all the workouts.
You do. I did chest today.
It wasn't the workout.
No, it wasn't. But I lost a lot of muscle.
You're gonna.
It was.
It's
all,
an Ironman.
It was all wobbly.
This
wobbly.
Isn't CrossFit. You're gonna lose the muscle.
It was just wobbly. I was just like, ew. It's just ugh. So I don't like that. So I'm trying to build muscle to be at 205.
Maintain muscle. There's a difference.
Maintain, build.
No, there's a difference.
Well, then I don't know what to maintain because I don't have any.
Well, so I need to build some and then maintain that. So
it's just what I need to do is that.
Good.
You know, do that, and I think next year will be fun.
It is going to be fun
as long as you have your chip,
because now you're going to know what to expect.
Exactly.
To me, ever since I did my first one, that's the best part. Okay, you know, when you get to this part on the run, I know there's an aid station coming up, and I know there's, I got to go up this hill, but then I get to go downhill for a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be, I pray to baby Jesus that they don't have the same route on the bike, though.
They're gonna.
The bike was so bad. It was two loops.
I know, I hate the Hardy Toll Road.
It's the Hardy Toll Road all the way from the Woodlands all the way to 610.
What, the Heights? That's the Heights, right?
No, that's not the Heights.
Oh, I don't know
what the Heights is. It's pretty close. It's the Heights, it's on the other side.
Forgive me for my suburbia knowledge.
It's okay. We forgive you. So it was that. And I'm excited to do it. I have my kids there again. I remember my son at the end of that one wanted me to carry him. If I would have carried him, we both would have fell.
I remember that.
So, and it was a fun thing. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to do it with you again. Even though the only times I saw you was when you passed me on the bike and then the run on the other side of the river. Like if I was in Mexico and you were in the U.S. Oscar! Joseph!
That's right. I did yell at him. It took all my strength to yell at him from across the river.
I didn't even see him until he said Oscar. So I was like, oh, I know that guy.
That's funny.
So, and that's that, man.
All right.
So, everybody tuned in. Thank you guys so much for listening. That was Dr. Joseph Urrea.
Thank you, sir.
The Iron Agent.
Thank you for having me on the Iron Agent podcast.
You're very welcome. I will talk to you guys later.